I'm Kara Lawrence. My guests today are Gold Company director Greg Jaspers, songwriter and performer Matt Girard, and sound engineer and music manager Brian Farina. We're here to talk about a very special event coming up this Friday and Saturday. It's the 40th anniversary of Gold Company, and they're bringing a lot of great people together to put on three outstanding shows. Welcome to you all. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So excited to have you here for a whole hour. Greg, I'm going to talk with you first, though. You are the figurehead, the leader of Gold Company, and I know this final week here is counting down to an event you must have been thinking about for years at this point.
Well, yes, whether I knew it or not, I was thinking about this for years. I think, as we watched when the concerts office says the 39th annual, and you're like, oh my goodness, that means next year is the 40th.
Yeah.
So I confirmed that with Kevin West in our concerts office, and then it was time to get planning for this homecoming. You know, being a graduate of the program, we always came home for the big anniversary shows too. And while it's not this is essentially functioning as what we in Gold Company call Miller Show, but is usually our annual show in Miller Auditorium. It's not the 40th annual show in Miller Auditorium, but it's the 40th year of Gold Company. So we just wanted to make that distinction. But yeah, it's just certainly a milestone worth celebrating. And when I think about all of the alums far and wide who are part of this amazing family, and we wanted to create an event that would invite them to come home and play and hang out and be part of our show. So we've got a lineup of guest artists that represent that, and behind the scenes, Brian is here because he's in town just to run sound for the weekend, and we also got a sound system upgrade that he installed this weekend. Matt and I have been playing a message tag back and forth for years now about how to connect, and so this seemed like a really great opportunity, too, to get him back on the stage with Gold Company, and there's a lot more we can talk about. But
this is exciting. Yeah, I get to see you guys connect on the radio right today. I would like to mention again that tickets are available at the School of Music box office, or rather the Miller Auditorium box office. You can find it at MillerAuditorium.com or by calling 387-2300. Shows are at 8 p.m. Friday, 2 and 8 p.m. on Saturday in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. In past years when we've talked about this show, this February showcase, Greg, you've always said this is student-led. You know, you've always said they put together sort of a team, they appoint people to be in charge of different aspects of it. Were you tempted to grab a little more control because it's a big anniversary, or is this, again, really a student-led production?
Yeah, it's still a student-led production. You know, we normally go on retreat in the fall and brainstorm this big event, and we take names of who wants to be involved in what capacity. And this got the added dimension of the alums coming back, and so we added a committee of alumni relations and marketing and PR. But you know, even though this is our 40th anniversary, it's such an amazing opportunity for the students to have an experience that's really going to benefit them in real life when they graduate. And I didn't want these students to not have that opportunity either. Furthermore, I couldn't do everything that they're doing by myself anyway, even if I wanted to. So it's still steering, you know, sort of steering them and helping them create their lists of things to do and their objectives and running committees and whatnot. But the arranging is done by the students. The scheduling of the rehearsals, the blocking, the light choreography that we'll do, coordinating with the horn section, it's all student run. And there's one student producer, two assistants, and then the other categories. So yeah, they're getting a great experience, I think.
And of course, one of the things they all come up with, as you said, arrangements, but really the show program. And we'll be hearing some highlights of things that you might hear during the show in this hour here on WMUK. But I would like to bring in Brian and Matt into the conversation. I feel like the way you all intersect is through your past with Gold Company at different times. Maybe I'll just go one at a time between you. Brian Farina, talk about Gold Company and Western Michigan University, your student days.
Well, I wasn't before I came here, I wasn't really involved in music. I just kind of, you know, I was on the periphery a little bit, and I kind of owe it to Steve Zagree, who was the director for a really long time here. He kind of saw something in me that I didn't necessarily see in myself, and just kind of pushed me and said, "No, I think you're going to be good at this." You know, so there I got introduced to jazz vocals, you know, Kurt Elling, the Manhattan Transfer. And then later in life, I ended up finding myself on their payroll.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as an extremely trusted person who could make them sound the best they could in a live setting, this is something that would terrify many sound engineers, I think.
Especially in Dalton Center Recital Hall.
Okay.
So. I'm going to jump in because Brian won't toot his own horn probably, but he, you know, he was running sound when Danilo Perez came here, and Danilo Perez said, "I want you to run sound for me on the road." And that, so he just sort of plucked him from the Dalton Center Recital Hall, and that was his first professional gig.
Straight to the airplane.
Straight to the airplane, which is really, you know, our sound guys, even today, I mean, you know, Jay Ortega, who's running sound for Gold Company, he ran sound for Moss in October. Like, he's just starting out, and then there's Moss. And then in a couple weeks, it's going to be him and Joe Salmon running sound for Vince Mendoza. And so these mega stars, these musical idols come in the door, and the students get to work with them. I'm sure that it's incredibly fearful, but it's also an amazing opportunity. So in Brian's case, this turned out to be like, you know, a leap into this whole other career.
Springboard into my current career.
Because then he was running sound
paths
at Disney, and Manhattan Transfer called Steve and said, "Hey, you know, we're looking to go in another direction." And he said, "Brian Farina is your guy." So then all of a sudden he's running monitors for Manhattan Transfer, then running house for Manhattan Transfer, then road managing for Manhattan Transfer. And it just really kind of blew up from there. So it's actually a story that, because we were roommates in Chicago, I know the story pretty well, but I get to say, you know, to the current students, this is a narrative that happened here at Western, and that's not the first time. So, you know, be aware of that and these opportunities and possibilities.
You know, they didn't have a degree even in audio when I was here. They had the recording program. They have, you know, classes in production and things like that. But I didn't take any of them. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of, you know, I just had an aptitude for it. And the School of Music provided the avenue, you know.
What's your most important asset? Your ears? Your organizational skills?
All of them. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't say one of them is more important than the other, but, you know, I was kind of cultivating them all at different times. Yeah. You know, first the ears, then the organization, then being able to, you know, talk to people about things I have no idea about and you know, just being in the moment and you know, managing artists and, you know, looking at contracts now and all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Just learning on the fly.
You must have an aptitude for it. Wow. I think playing on the fly is one of Matt's greatest talents. You seem so happy when you are performing, like you're your best self. When you're feeling the music, making the rhythm happen, and of course expressing yourself through singing. Yeah. So Brian mentioned Steve Zagree as someone who just said, "I think you can do this." Did he play a role like that with you when you were young?
Yeah. Oh, huge. I mean, it's like, you know, with Doc, when we call him Doc, but he affected everyone in some kind of way. You know, like it almost, and when he would speak to you, you kind of felt like, oh, I'm the only person he's really pouring into right now. But in reality, he was doing this to everyone. You know what I mean? Which is amazing.
Even when they didn't know it.
Yeah, yeah. And to this day, I quote things that he would say, or even, you know, like just little wisdoms or little jokes or things that he said that changed my life. It turned a corner. I remember when I was just, you know, coming here. I came here for Gold Company. So 2003. I was fresh out of high school. I didn't know what to do. I didn't read music. I had something raw. I, you know, just started playing piano, teaching myself. And my teacher, over there, you know, east side of the state, because you have to go to Western and work with Gold Company. You have to. I was like, I don't know, you know, what's over there? And they're like, you get a microphone, you're going to put on a suit, you're going to learn jazz fingers. And I said, that sounds awesome. Coming from like gospel roots, where everything's like just by ear and like a lot of riffing and like insane. You know, I was like the one white kid in the choir, like, yeah.
I didn't have to like do jazz fingers.
Yeah, it was a whole different experience. So I came here, but I remember Doc just like pulling me aside, and he knew I didn't know what I was doing, but I had something. He pulled me aside and he goes, "You don't know what you're doing, do you?" but he said it. He's like, "But," he goes, "Jamie Cullum ain't got nothing on you. Just a few more million records sold." And that was like, what? And he let me do my feature song in the Miller Show that year, which like all the other kids were like really jealous. And I was like, I don't know why he even let me do this. But it was like he pulled me aside and let me know I had something to really hone in on. I mean, I had a lot of work to do, but he always poured into me. Even when I was on American Idol those years later, he called me every performance. He knew my vocal coaches, like he already knew them. And would call them and be like, "Don't you let him, you know, don't, I mean, he would coach me right through it." So he's that kind of guy, you know, for everyone. So he's awesome. He was awesome.
You were able to take the challenge though. Mm-hmm. Some people just aren't ready or have to, just can't be in that spotlight, but you managed to get into it and in front of so many people, millions of people on television, became even more of yourself as an artist.
Yeah. I had to find myself. I mean, I didn't really know who I was, to be honest. I mean, I was just a kid. I mean,
I just
liked everything. I'll sing everything, you know. And you get on that show and they're like, don't sing everything you like. You know, not everything is for you, you know.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it took years to find that out. But, you know, I had a lot of good, you know, people around me. And I'm very blessed. So I always come back. I still actually to this day, I play at Western. I sneak in and I'll sneak into piano rooms and play sometimes just to get away from like everything.
I'm sure
the people next to me are like practicing Bach or something. Like, who is this kid?
Yeah.
Like scream singing in the next room. But to this day, I still do.
Yes.
Can't get too far.
Follow
away.
Matt Gerard on Facebook and you will see his illicit practice sessions at the School of Music
once
in a while.
Yeah.
So what, you got an invitation to be part of this show,
mm-hmm.
And did you, how long ago was that? Did you start thinking about that a few months ago?
Probably a couple of weeks ago was when Matt heard. You know, it's the blessing and the curse of 40 years of Gold Company and thinking about the alums that could come home and play. It's like we could book a month of these shows and still have oodles of alums and talent left over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I made, you know, I just started, I mean, we brainstormed a list of at least when I opened it up to the people in Gold Company and GC2 and said, who are the alums that you would love to see back? We were up to 50, I think 53 in like, you know, 10 minutes of, because they all look up to somebody and that's usually how a lot of them end up here too, is because they've encountered somebody from the program who was their teacher, or they saw Matt on television, or, you know, so they all have somebody that they want. And then the band guys have, you know, they have the instrumental people that they want, and the tech people have the tech people that they want. So anyway, so you start, you make your list and you start making your calls. And so I wanted to really represent several different generations of Gold Company. So somebody from my generation that's really gone on to be an amazing educator, but also a real, her star is definitely rising as a jazz vocal recording artist, is Kate Reed. And her name was Kate Prather when we were in school here together, but we actually did Western together, University of Miami together, and then we ended up in LA overlapping there. And then when I moved here to take the job at Western, she moved back to Miami to take the vocal jazz position at University of Miami. So there's big vocal jazz exodus that happened out of LA in that fall of 2013. But she's recording her fourth or fifth CD and doing really well, playing all over the world with a variety of people and trios and whatnot. And she said yes right away. She would love to come home. And then I checked in with another friend of mine who I was not in school with. Matt was in school with her, Nayana Holly. And Nayana came to Western from Los Angeles and then went back there to continue working I just say Hollywood vocalist Nayana Holly, but she's touring the world with all these major artists, Sheryl Crow, backing Stevie Wonder, Beyonce, Selena Gomez, you name it, and then singing on all the shows, American Idol, The Voice. Her father, Dorian Holly, is one of the house singers with Dancing with the Stars, and was also sang a lot with Michael Jackson.
He was my coach on Idol. He was my vocal coach.
He was your coach on Idol.
So Zegre would call him.
There you go.
Because he knew him.
Small world, everybody.
Say, don't let Matt do that again next week.
Yeah,
small world. It really is. I mean, when I got to go to the Grammys once years ago, and I remember coming in there, and I was like, "That's Nayana Holly up behind Dave Matthews." Okay. All right.
There she is on television.
This is all coming through this little school in West Michigan.
Yeah,
I mean, it's insane to me.
And a testament to the program is that, you know, Nayana, when I called Nayana, I was fully expecting her to say, you know, no, I'm really busy, or Kalamazoo in February, you know. And she said, oh my gosh, that program changed my life. I will do anything I can. Let me check right now. And then she literally is flying out first thing Sunday morning to get back to LA for work that day on the 4th. So, yeah, that's the spirit. That's Matt's spirit. That was Kate's spirit, Brian's spirit, everybody. They're just like, let me know what I can do. So
this program, Gold Company, and we should mention Gold Company, too, of course, is part of the show. It has also had a long association with members of the New York Voices. Peter Eldridge and Lauren Kinnon were in town as part of Moss earlier this fall. Shall we take a break and hear one of the New York Voices arrangements that might be part of the show?
Yeah, we're going to listen to Dare the Moon. And the reason I chose this one...
I don't think it is.
Or Now or Never, sorry, Now or Never.
Yeah.
And the reason I chose this one is that this is the opening song of the first Miller show I ever saw. I had transferred to Western in January, and I sat in the audience in Miller Auditorium, and they came out and sang the first four bars of Gene Perling's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and then launched into this song, Darman's composition, and my hair stood on end, and that was the minute I knew that I had to sing in that group if I could. I had no idea, because I got to audition, but this hooked me, and I've been hooked ever since.
Cool.
Greg Jaspers is director of Gold Company. Matt Gerard is going to be featured in the shows this weekend. And Brian Farina is coming back to run some Rolls-Royce sound for Gold Company. And we'll be back after we listen to New York Voices. New York Voices with Now or Never. If you just tuned in during the music, it's a live interview with three fabulous guests here. Director of Gold Company, Greg Jaspers, singer, songwriter, performer, Matt Gerard, and sound engineer, serving as sound engineer, Brian Farina, also an alum of GC Gold Company, and now also in music management, which I should just bring you back and learn about that industry at some point.
Yeah.
But we're here to look forward to and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Gold Company being founded. The concerts are Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock Friday night, and 2 and 8 p.m. on Saturday. And the venue is the Dalton Center Recital Hall, which during the music we were just talking about got a great sound upgrade. Why don't you share some details on that, Greg?
Well, yeah, Gold Company got a new sound system upgrade, I should say. We're going fully wireless, and Brian, having actually run sound for the ensemble and then knowing what is, you know, what gear is the best, and I just consulted with him, and he said, this is what you need. And we have a huge debt of gratitude to the Gilmore Foundation and the Gilmore Grant for their support, and also to the dean of the College of Fine Arts, Dean Guyette, and the director of the School of Music, Brad Wong, for their support as well in making that happen. And so Brian came in on Saturday. The gear arrived like 2 weeks ago, and Brian got in on Saturday, and he and our current sound guy, Jay Ortega, basically made the loading dock, their workshop, and installed everything, got the wireless all installed in the system, put the mains up, and made sure everything was working. And yesterday's rehearsal, Gold Company and GC2 got to try it out, test drive in rehearsal
Funny to watch them walk in the room and be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and also, you know, say, this is the value of what you're currently holding in your hands.
Yeah.
Please do not drop it, you know.
Grammy-level sound gear.
Yeah.
No mic drops.
And no mic drops.
Did anybody actually watch the tune in for the Grammys last night?
Well, I watched a little, yeah.
Yeah, you saw some of... Yeah.
I didn't catch it at all, actually.
Yeah, it was cool.
We were watching it sort of online and on the the internet, because Brian...
I had a client who was nominated for 2 Grammys yesterday. He didn't win, but...
Grammy nominated is a fine title itself.
He says client. It's Fred Hirsch. I mean, it's not
who
just
I actually
client,
met
it's...
when I was a student here, and he was a visiting piano professor.
That's amazing. Yeah. Amazing. That's so awesome, yeah. When you watch shows like that, are you thinking of all the sound hassles that people are dealing with?
Only when I hear the hassle.
Yeah, I can't imagine like having to change over that many.
Yeah, I mean, I've done big shows like that, not like the Grammys, but I used to, when Oprah was doing kind of the end of her stuff, I would do sound in the arena when she would do like, she'd go to Houston and do a remote in an arena. I would do the front of house sound for the audience. So I know, you know, what goes into it, and for all the people that are involved, it's so routine that it doesn't even register
as a challenge
because they're just doing big and bigger all the time, you know? Like the first time I ever did it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a little nervous right now. Yeah. It's not even that, it's just the routing and, you know, if you're doing live sound for a TV show, you can't make it too loud when there's talking because then it comes back into the microphones and then all the people at home hear it and, you know, it's just... But it's not really nerve-wracking. So it's just those people, they're all, you know, they as Greg would say, they don't have a pulse. He says that about me. He's like, Brian.
Well, Brian, that's what when you ask, like, what's the most important, you know, skill set to have, you know, when I think of sound guys and Brian, I'm like, the most important one is temperament. You know, like, Brian is so relaxed, which never changes. Maybe it does. Like, it's like winter in L.A., you know, it's 10 degrees cooler, but it really doesn't change. And that's so important because the artists, Matt can attest to this. I'm sure you've seen it a million times. The artists, well, their temperament is a little bit different, you know. So when you've got people on
green M&Ms only.
You know, but when you have people on stage freaking out about their monitors or they can't hear this or whatever, I mean, you kind of can't respond with that same kind of energy. Your energy kind of calms them down and says, well, here. Yeah. And of course, most people, even us yesterday, Brian's working on the gear and we're talking about, you know, what about the piano? What about this? And he's like, I'm working on it, but anybody can only do one thing at a time, basically, especially with this kind of thing. So he's very cool and collected.
I would say the same thing about you, you know, during the rehearsal that I witnessed yesterday, you know, when there are things to be done, you know, you're just very matter-of-factly, calmly telling them the steps that need to be taken. You know, I think that's important for the students, so they, you know, they go on in their careers and, you know, realize that you don't have to freak out in order to get the response.
It's all about being respectful of each other, like with sound guys. Like, nothing's worse than having like a pissed off sound guy who is kind of like, you know, like who has an attitude. Like, if they're respectful, and then they, you know, we try to always be respectful with me and my band. Like, I'm like, you know, if it's sound check time, like, you get there, you shut up, you get on stage and we all just do it, get it done. Like, yeah, we're not laughing, yucking it up, and the sound guy's just like, hello, you know, do you need more? And we're like, none of that. Like, we just sit there quiet, put our hand in the sky and say, I need a little more, and that's it. And then we're done. And it's like, you know, because this is our job.
Yeah, that's the work.
It's their job.
The crusty old sound guy.
No,
and it's
no,
because performers don't treat them with respect for so long that they just get like, oh man, I have to do this again.
Yeah, no diva stuff. We don't like that. You ain't getting far with that stuff, right?
Well, Matt, I have a feeling a lot of people out there listening right now are curious as to your latest music, your latest performances and shows, and what you've been up to lately. Okay. Could you talk about what's going on?
Man, it was like the craziest year of my life, to be honest.
Why? What's happened?
It was just wild. I mean, a lot of changes and a lot of cool opportunities in the last year. I was kind of having like a weird, like, I feel like dip in my career over like a couple of years back. And, I was just kind of figuring, I don't know what the next step is and what I'm doing here. And I kind of started doing like dueling pianos again. I was just kind of playing bars. I was like, this is fun.
It keeps you playing.
I'm working my chops, but this is like not where I want to end up, you know? And, you know, so anyway, I something switched. So I just kind of made this decision where I'm going to really like kick it into high gear again. I've been writing all these songs over the years with so many great, great writers in Nashville and in New York. And I'm like, I'm sitting on like this like mound of music that I'm just like, oh, I'll just keep this for myself. And it's just not right. You know, I started releasing a song and now we're getting radio play around Michigan, which was awesome. And they're playing it on all the pop stations. And like little kids are running up to me that were not even alive when I was on TV. And they're like, you sing Faded? And I'm like, what? You know, how do you even know me? Your grandmother should be chasing me around. But it's like, I got a little taste of like, this is like, you know, it felt amazing to be like, I know you for something you wrote, not just I saw you on a show. And that was like, this is where it's at. And now I understand, like, and that was just a little something I wrote in 30 minutes with some friends and we threw it out and like people dug it. Now it's like, okay, now we're gearing up for a second single, Come Back to Me, that's coming out. We're getting ready to do a music video for the single after that. It's already, I got asked to come down and play at the Ryman, the famous Ryman Auditorium, which is like where the Grand Ole Opry was for all these years. And it's like they call it the church of country music.
Yeah.
And so like so many opportunities just like fell into my lap. Like I just don't know what happened. Like something, it's like, you know, the law of attraction or something. Mm-hmm. Like when your mind switches, it's like, what is this phone? I was getting calls from Fox, you know, we want you on this show called The Four, kind of like American Idol thing. Come out, we love you audition. American Idol, they wanted me, The Voice wanted me to come audition. Now, a couple of things didn't pan out, but you know, it's all about timing. Like, it all kind of helped me get my swag back, you know, I think.
And if you don't think about it, it all happens.
Yeah. It's like everything just kind of turned. So, yeah, this life's been crazy, or this year's been nuts, and I'm really excited for the next. And,
I'm really happy for you. That's great.
Just met the love of my life. I mean, everything's just kind of, got a beautiful 2-year-old son. And
just broke some hearts across Michigan right there.
Hey, that'll inspire you, though, right? It's like, I'm going to write some good songs now, you know.
Are we gonna hear one of the new pieces on?
What's that?
Are we going to hear one of the new pieces this weekend?
I'm actually going. I mean, I'd love to. We'll see if we can squeeze it in. But I would love to do. I'm actually going to be doing a song that I did when I was at college here on that same stage when I was first asked to do like a tune, and it's called "I Am Ready for Love," which is like one of my. I call it a heart song. It's like something that's like, it really is like from the hearts. It's India RE. And it's like this beautiful song about someone who's single, but like just wishing for something and like, I'm ready for that thing. And I sang it on that stage when I was probably 18. And now 32, I'm going to come back and do the same tune in the same spot. I don't know, something about that. I just want to do it again. So I'm going to do it a little different though.
Would you welcome an opportunity to mentor a young person at some point?
Oh, yeah, I actually have. A couple times, you know, big brother, big sister. I did that a couple years. Through college. I did that, but no, I'd love to do, I'm getting back into it. You know, like I'm a,
cause you have a lot to tell. I mean,
I'm a firm believer. And if God or the universe has blessed you in some way, like, and you're not blessing others, then you're not doing it right. And that comes with wisdom or money or whatever, you know, is in your lap. Like you have to give it out. So yeah, I would love to do that again.
And where can we see you perform next beyond this weekend? Is it? I don't think you're in Kalamazoo that often.
Not often. Yeah. I actually just booked Overneath Studios, you know, downtown. Mm-hmm. It's called, I just booked the big concert there that I don't even think we've announced it yet, but you guys can find out about it right now. February 23rd. So that's going to be like a really cool, like in the round. They're going to film it with like five cameras, full sound, and we're going to sell like 100 seats. Just around us. And I'm like, that sounds really, I'm really excited for something like that. And it'll be like a little, it'll be like maybe 15 like VIP people come to the sound check and do a Q&A and all that. So
can I get a comp ticket?
Yeah, you can get a comp ticket. You guys can all get comps.
And so it begins.
If you do sound, okay.
I'm on the list, right?
If you perform, you do sound, you come hang out, yes.
All right. I'm in.
So, and then, so there's that February 23rd, and then there's some July 29th, I'll be at Kindleberger Park in Parchment, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah. Chance to see you in the summertime.
Yeah. It's going to be warmer.
You can follow Matt Gerard on Facebook, I think is probably the best way to keep in touch. And let's get back to reminding folks about this weekend's shows, 8 p.m. Friday night, 2 o'clock Saturday, and 8 p.m. Saturday as well in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's the big 40th anniversary of Gold Company, and both Gold Company and GC2 will be on stage with a huge variety of music. Let's get back to some music. Maybe you can talk a little more about the program and lead us into another choice.
Sure.
Excerpt.
Well, we listened to some early New York voices, and then I mentioned earlier another one of our guest artists coming up to sing, have a guest artist feature, and her name is Kate Reed. And this is so let's listen to her singing Something Good. Hmm.
Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. Some I remember again, miserable a past. Must have been a moment of truth. But here you are, standing there, loving me. Somewhere in my youth and childhood, I must have done something good.
And we're back with Greg Jaspers, director of Gold Company, and the guest artist sound engineer for the Gold Company 40th anniversary show, Brian Farina. You guys go back a long ways and have good stories on each other. I'm hoping we'll hear a few more of those before the end of the hour. Matt Gerard will be right back with us. Again, the concerts are this weekend, Friday, 8 o'clock, and Saturday, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's called Something Gold, Something New.
Indeed. Yeah, the kids got together and sang a little song dedicated to the Varsity Vagabonds last weekend to the tune of Bye Bye Birdie. We love you, Vagabonds. Oh, yes, we do. Because we don't want, I mean, yes, Gold Company is turning 40, but we can't forget that Steve Zegree was hired by Doc Elwin Carter, who had started the Varsity Vagabonds. And that was essentially what Gold Company came from. And so Steve changed the name to Gold Company to, I'm sure, what he thought was very current and contemporary. And, you know, everybody had to sing Solid Gold because of that hit TV show. And I think my group was the first year that did not actually have to sing Solid Gold. But yeah, we want to give a shout out to all the Varsity Vagabonds in the area. There's a vagabond that lives at the end of my block. I love that in Kalamazoo, where someone walks up to you and says, "I'm a vagabond." But one really cool thing: there's a soprano in Gold Company right now. Her name is Brianna Van Houten, and her uncle was one of the first vagabonds. And so it's quite a family that goes way back, and we're thankful for that lineage.
You've had an amazing crop of students these last few years that under your tutelage kind of have been finding their way really early as professionals, even just around town, you know, you'll hear Megan Stegel or other people that just represent the best of music making so well at such a young age. It's just, it's been great since you've taken the reins.
Oh.
Even though it was, I'm sure it was a challenge to fill Steve's shoes.
But, yeah. You just look at those shoes and you put those on the mantle and then you just put your own shoes on because you can't fill Steve Zagree's shoes. But yeah, the students who are coming here are just, it's really exciting. And then when, you know, when they get around each other and experience their own musical chemistry, I mean, that's, and then that's when the real magic happens. And I want to give a shout out to one of my current students, and I do that in quotes because for the listeners out there, because he's actually a really good friend of mine. We are both from Grand Rapids, lived in Chicago at the same time, and then both lived in LA at the same time. But his name is John Prue, and when he's directing GC2, he came back to school to get his master's because he had gotten his undergrad at Roosevelt in Chicago, and then really his performing career took off, and Michael Feinstein had him at 54 for months on end. And
you should maybe explain what that is.
Oh, that's the
Michael Feinstein's the great American Songbook interpreter, one of the people you see on PBS specials all the time, right? And 54 is
That's the room that
54 below.
54 below, yeah. Which I don't even know. I've never been, actually.
New York?
In New York.
Yeah, New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of musical theater going on in there. Like people who are in Broadway shows sometimes will do an evening.
They
you know,
their cabaret set.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's heavily themed usually, but you know, it's a place to kind of be seen.
Yeah. So John got, you know, Michael took a shine to John, and he did a lot of playing in New York, but he was living in L.A. He was teaching in L.A., playing, recording, and so his fourth CD is coming out. But he, in 2007, he wrote a song on Nancy Wilson's Grammy-winning project. So we say the director of GC2 is Grammy-winning John Prue, he wants to get his master's. So here he is back in the Midwest. He and his wife have family in Grand Rapids, and so it just all made sense for him to come here. But the students are loving him as a teacher. And Brian, even last night, said, "Man, GC2, they sound amazing," and they really do. John's doing such a great job with them. So it's going to be a really great program, I think.
I saw his name on a bunch of sheet music, actually, in New York. I think he did it. I think he arranged an album that's coming out for Ann Hampton Callaway.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just striking me that there are so many people in the industry who are, it's not that competitive. They're more cooperators than you would think in a show business, say. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of people who are so well-rounded and make great connections that they can stay in the industry for decades doing various things.
I think, yeah, and I think that this collaborative spirit of jazz is one of the biggest driving forces of that, because you are inspired by people you hear, you want to work with them, you want to play with them, and your creative circles just overlap, and then that leads to something else. And yeah, it doesn't benefit any jazz musician to dig in their heels and become, you know, territorial or protective of their musical turf, because it's we relate with each other and we make music with each other, and it's when we do that that it actually brings out even more of ourselves. You know, last year we had Chico Pinheiro here, and then this past summer Chico and I spent 3 days on Nantucket on a writing retreat and wrote about 10 songs together, and had never even, we had no reason to even think that it would go well, you know, except that we both like each other's music and music making. And so we, you know, got to the Nantucket Music Center and got to the piano, and he brought his guitar, and you know, and then there we were creating. And I think that that's more of the spirit of jazz and of this community, which is how it lends itself to these people, you know, working together as easily as they do.
And there's, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing jazz music and music in general. So, you know, you're bound to find people that you're, you know, you feel like you're born to collaborate with. And, you know, And a lot of people have a lot of different styles too. You know, some people are more precise and mathematic about it. Some people play with, you know, more, it's more about feeling and emotion and things like that. So, you know, that's what I like about my role in it is, you know, sifting through the Billboard jazz charts or whatever and seeing what I like and what is it about their music that makes me like it. Sometimes it is the math approach. And but more often than not, it's about the connection through the lyrics and things.
Did you do a lot of listening when you were growing up? Were you a huge fan of various?
No, bands? Actually. I mean, I really didn't hone that part of my thing until I got here, you know. So the students would get listening projects. You know, Greg gives them out, I'm sure, and even though I didn't have to do it, I would still listen to the music, you know, and see what I liked and just kind of form opinions.
And listening is, I mean, especially for the kids in Gold Company and all the instrumentalists too, it's, you know, we need, it's that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a sonic picture is also worth 1,000 words. And so part of the show on this weekend is we're going to, you know, pay homage to the voices and the groups that really were models for Gold Company. The Manhattan Transfer and the New York Voices and Phil Matz and Gene Perling of the Singers Unlimited. And you know, listening to those groups, which is half the reason, you know, Steve's degree gave out those listening assignments, was I could talk to you about the sounds we're going to make, but if you hear it, if you hear Take Six do what they do, you're going to be able to make that sound a whole lot faster and understand that music. So it's key to making this music is listening to this music for sure.
And why is it, you know, why is it that every time you listen to this song, you get goosebumps at the exact same moment, you know, like even though you've heard it 100 times, you still, what is it about that, you know? And it's important to realize that as you're trying to make music.
trying to take away some of the mystery, I guess, by figuring out what works and what doesn't. But then to rebuild it so that the mystery hits everyone even better.
Yeah.
Gold Company, let's remind people who might have just tuned in. Gold Company is turning 40, and the concerts are this weekend to celebrate this landmark. It's at 8 o'clock on Friday. Why don't I let you say it this time, Greg?
I'd love to say it. I've been saying it a lot. So Gold Company and GC2 have been working together. We're presenting Something Gold, Something New on Friday at 8 o'clock and Saturday 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock this weekend. And we are going to be joined by some of our most esteemed alums as guest artists. We have Matt Gerard here in the studio with us, who will be joining us. John Prue, the Grammy-winning director of GC2. Kate Reed, a rising jazz vocal star. And Nayana Holly, the Hollywood vocalist to the stars. And in addition to that, we haven't even talked about this yet, past directors of Gold Company and GC2 are also coming to join us on stage. So Kellyanne Nelson will be on stage. Dwayne Davis will be on stage. April Arabian Tini will be on stage. Sadly, Diana Spradling will be in Florida. I'm sure she won't be sad about being in Florida, especially looking outside right now. But she'll be with us in spirit, as will Michael Wheaton, Ryan Billington, who's off in Canada and doing his thing. Perhaps Kalamazoo seemed too warm to him. We're really bringing home the folks on this weekend. And it's going to be in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Miller Auditorium had an opportunity to book the classic Sound of Music. So that's what's living in the spot we would normally inhabit there. But you know,
There's plenty of parking.
And sometimes it's just fun to celebrate in your own living room, you know. And that's certainly how Dalton Center feels to us. And Brian is here to run sound and make the room sound great. And then another alum of the program, Jeff Chaffin, is coming in with his entire lighting rig. So he's going to, as I like to say, We're going to perform in a tricked out Dalton Center recital hall, but it's...
I didn't know you said that.
I do say that, Matt. It's one of my most... Yeah, it's not in my regular rotation, but every once in
that
a while.
That term is a little young for you.
Matt, yeah. I like your tricked out truck. Well, you know, and I was... I know I got kind of quiet there for a minute. I had to run out and put some more quarters in the meter because nothing changes here at Western. Running through the snow like I'm late to
parking
class.
Services doesn't care if you've been on American Idol, care. Do they, Matt?
Yeah, they don't care about your credits.
You will not park in an R spot.
Yeah, that's $15.
Oh, no, it's gone up since you've been
here. Has it gone
up?
Oh, my goodness. But no, I want, you know, one of the baddest directors right here, Greg Jaspers, I had to come back and brag on him because I remember when I was in GC2, we were singing his arrangements. Now, all I knew was, I mean, I was in love with Dandaya. To this day, I still play Dandaya like on the keys, and when I'm playing around, I mean, I'm sure it's like completely wrong, but by ear, like the best I can do, I'll play it for some of the GC people, and they're like, oh man, it takes them right back. So we were doing this guy's music, and I remember we hear that he was, you know, doing music on Glee, like, you know, in the later years and all this stuff, and he came back and he was sitting at the Union. Now he probably doesn't remember this because I was just some kid running up to him at the Union, and I'm like, Greg, I'm like, so nice to meet you. Oh my God, I'm such a fan of your stuff. And he's like, yeah, cool, man. You know, he was like real cool. He's like laid back, wow. Like chilling by himself. And he was like, yeah, tricked out, man, tricked out. No, I'm just like, yeah. But I remember talking to him about music, and I was like, I can only play like white keys. This is when I was first starting playing piano. I was teaching myself. I only could play a couple keys, you know. I had something, but he like kind of spoke to me, and he goes, you know what, man, he's like, you really got to learn all that other stuff, he's like, because it will open your mind with all different ideas just learning in different keys. And I was just like, wow, like just like you know, our 30-second interaction, I was like, you know, you're probably right. To this day, I think about those things when I'm playing. You know what? Let me switch up the key because I'm like, I'll go to a whole different place. Greg Jaspers told me that back in 2000.
Let me see what this black key sounds like.
but anyway, like he is such a fantastic. Everyone who's going to be here this weekend, it's just I'm going to be freaking out just to watch everyone. And to be honest, I told Nayana, who's, you know, the Hollywood star, I was like, I bet you're just as nervous as I am to get back in front of Dalton and sing for all these people, aren't you? She's like, oh yeah.
Oh.
Because it's more scary to get, because this is like the A game. These guys, everyone here is, they live and breathe this. It's not your typical audience. And so we're all a little bit nervous, and we all want to bring our best show. So it's going to be an amazing night.
Yeah, but you're playing for friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
But unless really you sound bad.
No going through the motions is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't make me sound
exactly.
Bad, Brian. Mike
well,
cuts off.
This is great. Well, we're down to the last minute. We have to hit the newscast at 11:01. So I just want to thank you all for coming here. Matt Gerard and Brian Farina and, of course, Greg Jaspers. You bring some great guests to this radio show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And I want you all to have a great time over the weekend. I know it's a lot of work, but the payoff will be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I just threw on this fun arrangement of Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens to take us to the news.
That is perfect.